song in church, "Thank You, Lord." I'm not a good singer. That's why I'm not a song dog. I'm just standing up there. My daughter can sing. It's just called "Thank You, Lord."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This song, "He is God." We ought to just stand and say,
"Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord."
Thank You, Lord.
Are blessed, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Those who mourn are blessed, for they will be comforted.
Mm-hmm.
The gentle are blessed, for they will inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are blessed,
yes.
for they will be filled.
Yes.
The merciful are blessed, for they will be shown mercy.
Yes.
The pure in heart are blessed, for they will see God.
Yes.
The peacemakers are blessed, for they will be called sons of God.
Yes.
Those who are persecuted for righteousness are blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
I'm going to be speaking today from just the first one, 5:3. The poor in spirit are blessed, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Amen.
And for a subject, it's okay to be poor.
All right.
It's okay to be poor. When Jesus saw the crowds, He sat down and he began to teach them. And so we must ask ourselves, why is the Sermon on the Mount so important? The Sermon on the Mount is so important because it is Jesus speaking to us. Jesus is telling us the way things should be. This whole sermon is a sermon about how to enter into the kingdom of God. I don't know if you were watching the news, but a week or so ago, President Obama said the world is going crazy. Because it seems like every time you turn on the news, there's a new war springing up. Because we seem to be in these last days, it is critical that we know how to get to heaven.
All right.
As taught.
Come on, sir.
By the church, per se, but as taught by Jesus. It is okay to be poor. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The word blessed comes from the Greek word makarios, which means to be blissful, which means to be happy. It also means that it's a self-contained happiness, that regardless of the external circumstances, internally, I am happy and I am happy. Why? Because I know Jesus. And I'm serving him. And Jesus said to be of good cheer, because all of this stuff that you're dealing with in the world, guess what? I've overcome. Blessed means to become long, and that means that God extends his benefits and his advantages to us. Isaiah 59:1 says, my arm is not short that it cannot reach you. So blessed when God says you are blessed to extend, means God comes where you are. And he meets you right there, and he extends his arm right where you you don't always have to reach to God. When you are blessed, God will reach you. Praise the Lord. Robin Williams had material prosperity. But it wasn't enough. Whitney Houston had prosperity. But it wasn't enough. She tried to get happiness this way. And that way. But it wasn't enough. Michael Jackson had a lot of things. I got to be real. Michael Jackson had a lot of things. But he couldn't even sleep. I'm here to tell you this morning, blessed are the poor for they shall receive the kingdom of God. But here is where Jesus throws us a curve, because he says, blessed are you when you are poor in spirit. You see, naturally, we seem happiest when we have stuff. When we receive stuff. When we get stuff. When we achieve stuff. I am happy because I have all of this stuff. But no, Jesus said, blessed are you when you are poor in the spirit.
My Lord.
What does it mean to be poor in the spirit? I want you to know today that we cannot be filled until we realize that we are empty. We cannot be fixed until we realize that I'm broken. God cannot move in us or on us until we realize that, Lord, I need you. Nothing else will do. Psalm 51:17 says, God will not despise a broken and humble heart. The sacrifices pleasing to God are a broken spirit.
Yeah.
Poor in spirit means to recognize our utter spiritual bankruptcy before God.
Mm-hmm.
It is understanding that we have nothing to offer God. Isaiah 64, 6 says, all of our righteousness is as a filthy rag before God. Please understand this. When you translate that word filthy rag, means it's menstrual cloth. That's the translation. With a menstrual cloth, you can do nothing but throw it away. Some rags you can use. But God is saying your righteousness is just like a menstrual cloth to me.
I've
got to throw it away. It doesn't amount to anything. Romans 3:10 says there is none righteous. No, not one.
All
have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Revelation 3:17 says, you say you are rich and you need nothing. But don't you know that you are poor, wretched, pitiful, blind, and I'm not talking about First Mount Olive. I'm just using from the Bible. But don't you realize that you are poor, wretched, pitiful, blind, and naked? Matthew 5:20 says, accept your righteousness. Exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. You shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Do some of those scriptures help you to understand why Jesus was trying to get across to the people, blessed are you when you are poor in spirit? For it is by grace you are saved. And that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That's why we have to say, yes, I do lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help doesn't come from me. Help doesn't come from things I accomplished. My help comes from the Lord. That's why we sing that song. Father, I stretch my hand to you. No other help will I know. That's why we sing that song, all to Jesus. I surrender all to Him. I freely give. You've got to come to a point in your life. When you realize I cannot do it on my own. I want you to know today, it's only when you say yes to the Lord that you begin to earn His favor. Only when you say yes to the Lord do you begin to grab His attention. His attention isn't grabbed by you being here now. Doesn't grab God's attention. Just when you say yes to the Lord. Grab God's attention is when you say, I surrender to I can't do it. I tried to do it. I can't do it.
Thank you.
My God.
To be poor in the spirit, it means you have a complete absence of pride. It means you have a complete absence of self-assurance. It means there's a complete absence of self-reliance. It is a consciousness that we are nothing in the sight of God. I'm here today to proclaim to you that it is okay. To be poor. Because poor means that I realize that there is nothing that I can produce. Nothing I can do in myself. I can't sing my way into heaven. I can't usher my way into heaven. I can't tithe my way into heaven. I can't pray my way into heaven. I can't attend my way into heaven. There is nothing I can do to earn my way into heaven. It is by grace. Thank you. When I am poor in the spirit, I am blessed. I am happy because I cease from my own labor, my own struggle to arrive, and I cry out, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And when I begin to cry out, Lord, not my will, but your will be done, then God begins to work inside of me. And God begins to say, I was waiting for you to say that. I knew to say, not my will. Not my will. That's when God starts working. Things are not happening in the church. All you got to do is say, not that's what it means to be poor. It means that you become a beggar.
Yes, sir.
There are some beggars in the Bible.
Yes,
The woman. Yes, sir.
With the issue of blood.
Yes, sir.
She was a beggar.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't standing up here looking at Jesus. She was
crawling.
The hem of his garment. Something is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's right. There was another poor person in my heart.
Yeah.
It was a daddy.
Yeah.
And his daughter was sick.
Yeah.
And he came to Jesus.
Yeah.
I believe
that
God is not enough. Help my unbelief.
My Lord.
There were two blind men.
Yeah.
They were poor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
They were sitting by the road.
Come on.
All they could cry out was,
come
Jesus,
on,
Son of David, have mercy on us.
My Lord.
What happens in Mount Olive, if in a spirit of brokenness and despair, we begin to cry out to Jesus, have mercy on me.
All right, God.
What is common with these beggars is they all approach Jesus
from
a position of need.
My Lord.
We need Jesus
like
we never needed him
before.
Yes, sir.
It's not all about church.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus.
Amen.
Something changes when you get desperate.
Come on.
Something happens when you cry out, my Father, I need you. Something happens.
Come on,
you lay aside all pretense. All Sunday morning prayer.
All
speaking prayer. All prayers that you heard
from my God.
Something happens. Get real with God. And you start talking to God. Something happens when you get real. Why? Because he is God Almighty. He is Jehovah. He is Jehovah. He is Lord of Lords. And he is King of Kings.
My God.
He is yet on the throne. Something happens. When we call on the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about this namby-pamby stuff we call prayer. That is prayer.
Come on.
When you hurt,
oh my Lord,
and you're in an accident, you think of all the pretty words you've heard.
Oh my God.
Come on.
You say, Lord, help. And there's more
power.
And Lord, help. All of us help. To the presence of the Lord. And when you're in the presence of the Lord, you realize
My God.
How nasty you really are. When you say, woe is me, I am a man unclean. Have you ever been so deep in prayer that the closer you got to God in prayer, you stopped asking for stuff. And you started saying, Lord, forgive me. About what you don't
know.
How desperate you really are. How wretched you really are. How holy he really are. When you begin to start stripping yourself on everything that you have.
Glory to God.
You say all of this is nice. But how do I become poor in spirit?
My Lord. Yes, sir.
How many asked that question?
Ask,
how do I become poor in spirit? Wrong question.
Wrong question.
You don't
becomes poor in spirit. It's not something you try to do.
That's right.
It's an attitude.
That's right. It's the way you live.
Yeah.
It is an understanding that of what Jesus said, that unless you can become poor in the spirit, you will not. Please say after me, will not.
Will not.
I will not.
I will not
enter into the kingdom of God. Let's look at Matthew 16:24 for help. If you want to follow me, take up your cross.
Yeah. My God.
Deny yourself and follow me.
Yes, sir.
May I say today, our crosses are too small.
All right now.
You can say, well, I told you I was going to call on you. Please stand up. Please stand up. Turn around. Please. Y'all see that cross?
Yeah.
That's the cross most of us carry.
My Lord, too small.
It's way too small.
My Lord. All
right.
The cross is too small. Didn't too small. Jesus say, take up your cross,
yes, he
yes,
did.
Deny yourself,
yes.
and follow me?
Uh-huh.
We think that because during Lent, I deny myself some ice cream.
Ah! Ah!
Ah! Oh, myself TFTN.
Oh, Lord!
I took up my cross. Because I denied
watching
TV,
come on.
I took up my cross.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Dee.
Ah! Ah! My God!
Peace, sir.
Come on. Ah, sir.
Peace.
But the cross was an instrument of death.
My God.
So when Jesus said, take up your cross, he was saying, I don't want you to wear it around your neck.
No. Right now,
and I don't want it on your Bible.
No.
What Jesus was saying, are you willing to die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he said, take up your cross,
yeah.
he said, are you willing
yeah.
to die?
Yeah.
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 Are you willing to die to yourself?
Mm.
My God.
Are you willing to die to your dreams?
Yeah.
Are you willing to die to what you think or what you want? Are you willing to die to your traditions and rituals?
My God.
When you die, you are poor because you have given all.
Mm.
When you have given all, you are empty.
Yes, sir.
And when you are empty, that's when God begins to fill you.
Yes, sir.
Yourself.
Yeah.
When you get rid of all of the stuff that
yes,
you think
is
important, that's when God can begin to put. God is a gentleman.
Yes. Thank you.
He is not going to force an anointing on you.
He's not
going to force a blessing on you. He is not going to pour in something that's already full.
Yeah.
Full of what?
My God.
If you want God to bless you,
you've
got to die.
Yeah.
You've got to die. How many of us want to go to Calvary without stopping at Gethsemane? At Gethsemane. Jesus struggled. He didn't want to die.
No,
he struggled.
Yeah.
He struggled.
Yeah, yeah.
But he got to a point in Gethsemane where he said, not my will.
Yeah.
But your will be
done.
What happened when he got to that point when he said, not my will? Mm. The Bible says angels came and ministered to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after he had Gethsemane, he could go to Calvary.
Yeah.
You can't die. You can't go to Calvary until you spend time in Gethsemane. You've got to get down on your head.
Hallelujah.
And tell the Lord, not my will.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Don't raise your hand. Don't even nod your head. How many are so sick and tired of playing church Sunday?
My Lord.
Isn't there more to God than just coming here
and
shaking each other?
Scratch
that's the servant who must serve and ask of God. If he could raise Lazarus from the dead, imagine what he could do if you just said yes to him. If he could spit on some mud, imagine what he could do for you if you just said no to him.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Not enough to sing. People get goosebumps. That don't do it. That don't make it happen. I want more. I want
more.
Somebody might say, I am too old to die. It really doesn't matter anymore.
Come on, preacher.
I'm almost done. But Caleb said, I'm 85 years old. Give me my mountain.
Yes, sir.
You might say, I'm a kid. I'm too young for all of that.
Yeah.
Mary was 13, 14 years old when the angel visited her and said, you're going to bear a child, and you shall call his name
Jesus.
David was 17 years old when he took five smooth stones and slayed Goliath. You might say, I've messed up too many times for it to matter. Come here, Peter.
Come here.
You denied the Lord three times. But what did God think? Be my sheep. You might say, I'm just a woman. And people don't respect women. They don't give them positions of authority. Come here, Mary Magdalene. I believe you were the first one to see Jesus when he rose from the dead. What did he say to you? You were the first that he gave a commandment to. He said, go and tell my brother, if God could take 12 unlearned fishermen and turn the world upside down, what could he do if you said yes?
My Lord.
What I am saying this morning,
my Lord,
God's ways are not your ways.
My Lord.
God's math,
my Lord,
is not your math. He doesn't count how many times you've been in the church. His logic,
my God,
is not your logic.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 4:27. God has chosen what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. His ways are not your ways. Isaiah 55:8 says, my ways are not your ways. But I'm here to tell you today, church,
it's okay.
To be poor.
Yeah.
When you're poor
and
not depending on yourself.
Yeah.
And not depending on your education.
Yes,
and not depending on your wife.
Yeah.
And not depending on where you, and I'm not picking
come
on your
own
where you sit in the church.
Yeah.
All right now.
My God.
My God.
When you're poor in your spirit, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What really matters is, am I pleasing
God?
You can please me all day, any day. And you can fool me all day, any day. But if you want a real relationship with God, it's hard to get real with God. And how do you get real with God? It just starts with surrender.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Someone here this morning, and you know, if the door of this church was cracked and Jesus walked in, and you're unsure where you're going to spend eternity while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I just want you to lift up your hand. I just want you to lift up your hand. I don't know where I'm going to be should Jesus come. Just lift up your hand. I see your hand, you can put it down. Anybody else? You don't know where you're going to spend eternity. And you want the Lord to come into your life. You want to invite Jesus to be your your Lord and Savior. All I'm asking you to do is just by faith, just lift up your hand. Lift it up and put it back down. Perhaps there are some here this morning who have been living in self. Doing things my way. Playing church, but not really being in church. And you know, I need more from the Lord. I need to surrender. If you're here today, I want you to lift up your hand and just put it back down. Lift it up real quick and put it back down.